providing a guiding influence to young people.
The transformation. You see it once and you're like, oh, wow, that was pretty cool. Then you see it happen again and again and again. And you say, there is something happening.
Inside the Mustard Seed Ranch, today in the Upper Cumberland. Dr. Elizabeth Lissick was appointed to serve as executive director of the Mustard Seed Ranch. The ranch is a place for young people to come and heal.
Elizabeth Lissick, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
How have you settled in to your new role?
Oh, I am feeling very settled in the best ways, right? So it's been about 5 months now that I've been able to be a part of the team at Mustard Seed Ranch, and it just feels like home.
What attracted you to the role?
You know, the thing that I love about Mustard Seed is it is a vision that I can so easily say yes, 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 100% yes. So we have been friends of the ranch for a long time. Alex, my husband and I, we had our best friends, were house parents at the ranch for a good number of years. And so we got to spend a lot of time seeing the real life part, right? Not just the pictures or the things that you get to see. We got to do life and walk beside their family as they were part of the ranch family. And it always stood out to me how impactful the work was, and that kids were able to begin to rewrite what they thought the future might look like by having this impact in the present. And so when the opportunity to apply for this position was open, it just felt like a place I could easily 100% say, yes, I am proud to be a part of the work of Mustard Seed.
We forget sometimes that there are so many in the Upper Cumberland who are new to our region.
Right.
So if you don't know what Mustard Seed Ranch is, how would you describe it?
Absolutely. So we are a residential child care agency is what our license from the state of Tennessee is. But what we really are is a place that provides safe, Christ-centered homes to kids who need a place to heal and grow. And so we do that by partnering alongside families. So we are voluntary placement. So kids that come to us are still in the guardianship of their legal custodian, and they come to us and we are able to just provide more support, more community, more family. And we do it through a family model where we have homes that look like your home, my home, anyone else's, where you walk in and you just feel like family. There are house parents. We don't have shift staff. So we have house parents that are there 24 hours a day and truly do step in as significant parts of that kid's life. Get to do life with them. They do homework together. They cook meals together, do chores. And so what it does is it creates a space for kids to safely begin to learn who they are, really embrace their identity, see who they are, learn more about themselves and about the community that they've been placed in. And we do that by also partnering with trauma-informed care and counseling and therapy. We have equine therapy and experiential play therapy. Whatever that child needs, we try to meet them there in order to help them find that path toward healing and hope.
What kind of experiences bring a child to Mustard Seed? What kind of things have they gone through?
Sure. It's such a variety of experiences. Truly, it can be anything from extreme cases of abuse and neglect, certainly can be the case. Oftentimes, what we find is it's a family that just needs some support. They need some extra help, more community to come around them. So it could be a case of a grandparent is raising this child and is at max capacity, and they are not physically or emotionally able to meet the needs of the child in that time, either just due to their own health or due to the child's behavioral constraints and what they're bringing to the table. It could also be a case where, you know, a parent is incarcerated or a parent is unable to care at that time. And so other people have been trying to come in and around and support, and just the capacity, that max capacity has been reached. And so that's where we try to come in and raise the ceiling a little bit on that max capacity level so that we can all come around that child together.
And we've been told by experts over the last year or so that the number of grandparents in the Upper Cumberland that are raising their grandchildren is just on an exponential rise.
Continuing to rise. And I think that it produces some really beautiful intergenerational pieces that we get to see as a community, to see children have those relationships with their grandparents. But obviously it also presents a lot of challenges when it comes to just, parenting is hard. Raising kids is hard physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And so depending on our capacity, it's easy to reach that max.
And a lot of those grandparents have turned that off.
Sure.
And it's hard to kind of reactivate it.
Yeah, they didn't anticipate this season, right? And that's a challenge.
And maybe didn't expect that they were going to have to pay for food for a growing child or you know, whatever it is. Elizabeth Lissick is our guest. She's the executive director of the Mustard Seed Ranch, and we're talking about the work that they do here in the Upper Cumberland. The Mustard Seed Ranch is our focus today as we visit with Elizabeth Lissick. You said something in the previous moments that probably surprises some people. Is there a perception that most of the children who end up at Mustard Seed have been removed from homes?
Yes, I do think that that is a common perception. And I think it's probably because that's what we hear most about when we hear about the foster care system and we hear about other situations. So the really unique thing about Mustard Seed is it is private voluntary placement. And so what that means is we are a non-custodial placement. We do not take guardianship of the children. We come alongside the legal guardian in that they retain that custodian or guardianship, and we have power of attorney to support the child while they're there. So medical decisions, educational, things like that. But we truly, these aren't kids that have been removed from a home or in state's custody. Sometimes it is a deferral in a way, right? A parent knows that they're not able to care like they need to, and that could be the direction it's going. So they make that bold choice, strong choice for their child to ask for help.
How is the parent involved when the child is at Mustard Seed?
So that also varies tremendously depending on the capacity of the guardian. And so sometimes it looks like they are really working toward, you know, their own healing. And so we want to partner with them in that and come alongside. Sometimes it looks like visitation weekends where the child goes back home with their guardian on those visitation weekends in order to continue healing and growing that relationship. And sometimes parents or guardians just aren't in a place to do that, and they're not able to provide that additional support at this time. And so we want to support them wherever they find themselves.
There's no doubt that when someone hears about Mustard Seed and they hear how a house parent contributes, there are a lot of us that just say, I don't know how anyone could do that.
They are the true MVPs. You know, and I've always known that because, like I said, we walked this with friends of ours and stood in awe regularly of the sacrificial nature of what they were doing. But now I get to literally see behind the curtain in many ways and walk this out with these families. And I see hearts that are just willing to sacrifice or willing to give, but because they truly do know and believe that it is a greater cause, it is a greater purpose, it's a calling. It really is. And I'll say if it's not, you're probably not going to want to stick around because it's not glamorous. It's really not. But they are rock stars.
How does it work? I mean, do they live there 7 days a week? Do they get a break? Do they...
So it is their home. So they do live there. Of course, it is part of the Mustard Seed campus, but we want them to feel like it's home because they do live there 24/7. With that in mind, though, we do know that they need time for self-care as well. And so there is always 2 weekends per month that are visitation weekends. So those are times when kids either go to a guardian or they go with a resource family. And so either one of those situations, those visitation weekends happen in order to provide that reset time and space for the house parents as well. And so other than that, they find those times, you know, when the kids are at school, just like it truly is like parenting. You really are on call all the time in many ways, but we try to find those respite opportunities for them as well.
Do the house parents ever have their own children?
They absolutely do. Most do, actually. And so the way that works is they are part of the family. It truly is. We don't really talk about the differences in the kids there. Everybody just lives there as part of the home on the ranch.
When a child comes to you, and you, there have to be walls that you break down, aren't there?
Absolutely. Of course there are. You know, I think that most of the kids that are coming, for whatever reason, the fact that they are changing where they're living, you know, in this season is going to automatically put some walls up. But, you know, what I've found and what research will tell us and what we see lived out is the power of consistency and intentionality in just continuing to show up. One of the things that I love to say about Mustard Seed is that we bring love that stays. And so what that means is it keeps showing up. On the good days when everybody's like hunky-dory feeling good, that love is there. And on the hard days, whenever, you know, that did not go as planned and that was disappointing and that decision you made is really unfortunate, that love stays. And so the house parents, because they're there 24/7, they keep showing up. And we also love for these kids to see that they aren't just getting those two house parents. They're really getting a community that comes around them. And that's with our staff and our volunteers, but it's also with the Upper Cumberland community. The Upper Cumberland community supports Mustard Seed beautifully, where we get to say, so many people believe in you and come around you. And as we do that, as we consistently keep showing up, those walls begin to crumble. I think about a kid we have now, and whenever they arrived, wouldn't sleep through the night, really just lived scared. It kind of in that mindset, right? And so it was consistency. It was time. It was patience and support on the good days and the hard days that now you look at this child and you see a completely different, bold, courageous, confident child who's trying new things and experiencing life abundantly. And so we get to see those transformations before our eyes. It's really beautiful.
Elizabeth Lissick is our guest as we talk about the work of Mustard Seed Ranch. We will tell you shortly how you can support the work of Mustard Seed Ranch, and it's truly amazing. Elizabeth Lissick is our guest. So is there a typical length of a child's stay at Mustard Seed?
So one of the things that we know to be true, again, looking at research, is because of what we just talked about, in that it's a power of consistency modeled over time, one of the things we know is this is not a quick fix. This is not a short-term. We're not transitional housing or short-term housing. We are more of a long-term program. That does not mean that every child that comes is there until they're 18. What it does mean, though, is we say, hey, if you're coming to us, it's because there's a need. You're needing healing. They're needing healing. Let's give it some time to breathe. We try not to say overly prescribe a timeline, but to say, let's evaluate. So we have plan of care meetings with the child care team every 6 months to say, how are we doing? How are we progressing toward our goals? And that allows us to evaluate that. And like I said, it is incredibly individual, as some guardians are really coming and they're saying, I'm going to do the work. I don't want it to stay like this forever. Others say, we want to support differently. We want to support quietly. We want to, you know, we know this is the best place for this child to be. So it ranges from 12 to 18 months at times to, you know, the time until they would age out in theory at 18.
Is it more teenagers? Is it a mix of ages?
It's a mix. I will say historically, it's been preteen teenagers. But more recently, we've seen more kids coming that are younger, elementary age kids. And I think that's a really wonderful way for us to begin to work on some of these life skills and talk about some of this transformative identity, who they are, what we believe Christ is telling them, and this faith walk in their life, even in that time, and they can oftentimes that early intervention is impactful. And so we are excited to be able to support kids anywhere between the ages of 5 to 18.
Being a teenager is difficult, and there are challenges, and there's things that school that you want to buy, and there's teams and clubs and all of that. Does a mustard seed teen, are they doing all of those things?
They are. So they do attend public schools here in Putnam County, and we are so thankful to have such an incredible partnership with Putnam County Schools. We have the best public schools here in the Upper Cumberland. And so our kids attend public school, and with that, you know, they can choose to, we had some guys playing football this summer. We have kids that are exploring music lesson options. So yes, we try to give them a lot of those experiences and opportunities. That's part of our framework, is to provide them with skills, but also grow their community to help them see what's possible. We just had a really, really neat partnership that surfaced. A donor approached us and said, hey, you know, he and I had been talking about giving them opportunities with the arts, you know, outside of what's maybe they had experienced before coming. And he said, I want to help with that. And so he bought some season tickets for the Bryan Symphony Orchestra so that the kids could go and hear the symphony and see it and be exposed and experience that, which I would say 100% of them, at least at this point, have not done before. So it's really neat.
To see a child change.
Uh-huh.
How rewarding.
There's not a value, right, that you could place. What I'll say is, when we really know what it's all about, and to me, what that looks like is, all of a sudden, the future looks different. There was a path. The path was interrupted with an intervention of the ranch, and now the future looks different.
Elizabeth Lissick, Mustard Seed Ranch can always use support for the work that you do. How's the best way to make that happen?
We have such incredible friends and partners, and they come alongside us in so many ways. And so I'll talk about a few of those. One, of course, is the fact that we are completely community funded. So we are, we don't have external funding outside of those private donors that choose to partner with us. And so giving to the ranch allows us to do the work. And one doesn't happen without the other. One of my favorite ways, and it goes back to exactly what we were just talking about, and that's consistency, is we have a great group of rooted partners that show up monthly. They're monthly, consistent supporters of the work. And that allows not only the ranch to know, hey, yeah, we have this budgeted for next month for the food for the homes and the care that is needed, and we know these people are going to show up, but we're also able to show the kids, this is another group of people that is consistently showing up for you. And that's powerful.
Elizabeth Lissick, the executive director of the Mustard Seed Ranch, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much for letting me be here. I appreciate it.